And we are live without Jim. Oh, there he is. Oh, sorry about everybody's ears. Oh, dear. That's not good. That's not good. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey.
Jim here. Breaks
Hello.
Things.
Didn't realize we were going live.
Apparently. No, well, hey, we were late. Toots & Co. was waiting.
Sorry, Emma.
Sorry to everybody's earbuds.
So,
did you have a shoot this morning?
Yeah, I did. Sorry, that's where I've like literally just been. So I've just walked in, run in, thrown this on, and now we're here.
What sort of shoot was it?
I was actually shooting a newborn baby, 4 weeks old.
Oh, yeah? How did that go?
It's good, actually. Really fun.
Yeah. Indoors or?
Didn't yeah, in literally did everything inside. Which was cool. So just slightly ramped up the ISO and, you know, shooting with fast lenses makes it pretty easy.
So primes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Prime lenses.
You know which ones?
28, 105, 58.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Sounds about gym style.
So that works pretty well.
We got a wedding on the weekend.
We do. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, got to dust off the old wedding style camera gear.
Yeah, you gonna bring your 7200?
I might.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand way back and just zoom in on people's faces.
Yeah. Or you gonna shoot 28-70 all day?
Well, that's what I was trying to decide. I've been trying to decide. That was something I thought we might talk about today. Is what can we do? Because this is like the only venue I've shot at for a while, the same venue every time, which is a beautiful venue, but you've shot it a million times.
I'm shooting that tomorrow too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
you're going to camp out there for the night?
Well, I only live about 3 minutes away, so I'll probably come home.
Fair enough. So what can we do to be a little more creative?
Like lens wise, or what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, there's all those options. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what kit will I shoot with mainly? Do I want to put some limitations on stuff or use something that I don't normally use? Or is it like lighting? What's some ways that we can try and be a little bit more creative, push the boundaries a bit more, while still obviously delivering everything that the couple wants?
Well, could try the one lens thing. I don't know. Mixing it up is, I like mixing it up.
What would you
I know
like
you've to, done it in the it, past.
Is there anything you would like to try that you don't normally try when you're by yourself, but because I'm there, you'll have some safety?
Maybe try and do some just depends on the layout.
What layout?
Like if it's a reception and stuff. It'd be cool to try something bit different for first dance, but it just depends what they've got, how the room's set up, really.
Okay, so you're thinking more like lighting wise during the reception, that's what you'd like to experiment with.
Yep, probably also depends like the ceremony setup. Might be cool to try and do that. There is two of us, you know, maybe like a photo from the back of the first kiss, depending on the setup.
Oh yeah,
and that sort of thing.
I could give that a whirl. And then if I stand behind them, you just have to Photoshop me out of all of your shots.
No, perfect. If we both shoot slightly lower, we do this.
I could get, it's an outdoor ceremony. I could get like one of those ghillie suits, you know, like snipers use.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could climb in the tree behind. Maybe we put you up in the tree before they get there.
I was thinking maybe I'll use the drone again, but maybe it, potentially at sunset as well, depending on on what we do.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
But I don't know. I was trying to think of I don't know, something to make it a bit more difficult and interesting, and maybe push the boundaries creatively a little bit.
Yeah, you could do like a drone, get them lying down, maybe do the drone lying down, something like that.
Sure. I thought maybe I could shoot for a second, I was like, I could just shoot the whole day on the 16mm 2.8 as the wide angle on the Canon R5 and then a 50mm on the R3 and just use those two lenses all day. But then I was like, if I've got the 50 on the R3, I might as well have the 28-70 on there and do a better job.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it 50mm? What is it? 50?
It's just a 1.8. It's just a nifty 50
for the R. So the F2 is probably...
It's a great little lens, but the other one's better.
Yeah, but it's a lot different to carry.
Nah, doesn't matter. Strong.
Maybe. What happened to Yelena's question?
Where's Yelena's question?
She said something about a fan. I replied to it, but it's gone.
Your biggest fan's hiding in the corner.
Oh, I can't see that anymore.
So I don't have much of a plan for this show, but you sent me that thing from Sam Hurd.
Yeah.
Sam Hurd is a famous wedding photographer. And I was actually looking at his stuff, trying to get some ideas for what we could do because, you know, he's extremely creative, but he also doesn't get too tricky with gear and stuff like that. Like he does a little bit with prisms and things, but his camera gear is pretty standard. He's not out there setting up a million flashes or.
He just has a really good eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring up his thing. Oh, there it is. Whoop. Yeah, obviously he is a far better photographer than we are.
Yep.
But the post that he sent was this AI rant that he put up.
Yeah.
Just about how, you know, there's a lot of people pushing the whole AI imagery or calling it photography thing and saying how it's going to render photographers obsolete, but he made a point by posting all of these AI images that other people have created, and he said, "I'm free to post these because there's no such thing as copyright for AI imagery. So anyone can take these images and do anything they want with them for free. There is no copyright on this AI generated imagery that other people have made. So it's pretty interesting that." That debate, you know, if you created this, if you put it out there, there's literally nothing you can do to protect it.
100%.
So
I think what he was putting out was, it's pretty reasonable. He's not, I think he's just saying, let's have a debate. Let's talk about it.
Well, I don't know what he says he wants to have a debate with pro AI people, AI imagery people, but I don't know what he would actually debate. Blah blah blah.
I think his issue is that the
unfiltered debate. Yeah,
his issue is that the images are built using stolen imagery, essentially. Because I think what he's saying is, if you took 1,000 portraits and you put it into the AI software, and then you built images from that, that would be reasonable.
If it was your own work.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So if you took 1,000 different portraits, put it into this software, built your own work, then that's reasonable. If the software is just taking whatever it can find and then it's building the software just from your prompts, I think that's what he's talking about.
Grant, who couldn't be with us today because he has no voice, from the comment section. Well done, Grant. I can't pronounce that.
Oh, wait. Jim, I didn't.
Don't touch things.
I can't see any of the comments on my thing. What's happening? None of the comments are showing up in my thing.
Just switch it to banners and back again or something. It might refresh. Emmanuel Boffer, whose work has been featured in Photo Vogue, has revealed to Petapixel that 5 images on his Instagram feed are generated by AI. Yeah, okay. So famous photographers are using AI to generate images. And for what reason? I don't know. Maybe they're getting too old to pick the camera up. I don't know who Emmanuel is, but maybe his hands don't work. Not sure. Maybe he ran out of ideas.
Yeah, but I wonder why he did that. I wonder what his reasoning or thoughts are.
Grant says drone for the first kiss at the wedding. distracting, unfortunately. Yeah. You end up all of the guests look at the drone because they're like, "What's that sound?" And then someone goes, "Oh, it's a drone." And everyone looks around, they're like, "Oh yeah, it's a drone." So yeah, we won't be doing that.
Too distracting. I'm totally against drones at ceremonies.
At ceremonies, for sure. The only way you could do it is if it was flown from so far away and stayed up high enough that no one could hear it, so no one noticed. Yeah. Say it was in some epic, like, huge location on the top of a mountain, you could probably pull it off. But at your average ceremony, it's going to distract everybody, sadly. Toots and Co. says, "Hope for rain." Jokes. But you do capture great rain pics.
I think we all secretly wish for rain. Not during the day, just at night maybe, after the sun sets or something. And like an ideal time that wouldn't ruin anything.
Hi, Nathan. Hi, Jeremy. Good to see you guys. AI. That was the other thing. Sam Hurd started a podcast. I think they saw what we were doing and thought they would try and copy us maybe.
They were one of our six viewers. That's cool.
Yeah, so he's up to episode 2. We're on 6. We're so far ahead.
Yeah. Well, I've done 3 times as many podcasts as him.
But yeah, he does create some beautiful images that I wish we could do. Might have to sign up to his Patreon, find out how he took that photo.
Or jump on there. He does lots of... Find a reel from him.
Oh, yeah.
He does like a walk with me, I'm pretty sure, all the time.
I don't see any reels.
Go to the reels at the top. No, go to the top. Click on reels.
Oh, I see how to use Instagram.
That go to the couple one sitting under that light. Yep.
I don't know how well this is going to work.
Yeah, walk with me.
Okay.
You must be teaching people. They look like they're in a pub or something.
It's a cool venue. Oh, yeah, so he's putting them down on the ground there.
Yeah.
He needs a camera strap. That guy needs a nice new camera strap.
He does. That camera strap looks yuck. That's a cool shot.
Very cool.
Hmm.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
Anyway.
So, yeah, we will definitely try and push the limits on Saturday, and then maybe we can report back next week and see what we come up with. Maybe we should have a little Justin versus Jim competition at this wedding.
Let's do it.
As voted by you, the listener, who can come up with the best image?
Ooh,
on Saturday.
All right. Down for that.
No rules. You can even AI generate it if you want. No, you can't.
Grant won't be happy with that.
The other AI thing. So, you know how DigiDirect, we did the episode the other week, DigiDirect, the winner of the comp.
It was AI. Yep.
Was AI and it was all stupid and they didn't even, their judges didn't even realize it. Check this out. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I'm going to say no because I don't.
No, I only saw it because it popped up in news again. So because they got so much promo and everything and mostly hate when this photo won, this AI photo won because one of their judges picked it and they didn't even realize it was computer generated and pretty average, they're doing a human versus machine competition. Now, before you all get excited and go for the $1,000 gift card, it's actually Grant's on it. It's already closed. I think it closed on the 28th of Feb, at midnight. So submissions already in. And they're going, it's basically you can submit either real photography or AI, and the judges are going to choose. Now they've actually got a panel of fairly heavy hitting judges. So
Russell Lord,
who
Jason Fallon,
these are legit guys. James Simmons, who I've met, who's a legend. Chris Bray, like these are real photographers. So they will be choosing, which is a great panel.
It looks like they may have just chosen brand ambassadors.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you see any other similarities with these?
Well, they're all men.
Yeah, they're getting roasted in the comments. Like,
that was the first thing I noticed.
They were like, meet our panel of judges. And you know, these guys are all awesome. Oh, so I first see this, I'm like, fuck yeah, these are actual judges. They've got some real photographers to choose. And then, yeah, obviously when, you know, like there are plenty of amazing female photographers out there that could have been on this panel, obviously in oversight. But every comment.
But is it the best person for the job?
Not every comment. Well, look, maybe, but I think they probably just went after big names and didn't really give much thought to it, because there's plenty of great female photographers. It's not like they're not around, unless they all said, no, I don't want to do a human versus machine competition because it's dumb. And maybe that's why. But I just love, so every single comment is negative. I don't like the whole, you know, they're all white thing, because that's a lot. If you start choosing based on the color of, it gets very difficult. But obviously there could be a lot more diversity here, whether from whatever it is. Yeah. But I just love that there's all these.
Well, they did diversify the camera gear.
Wait. Yeah. And that's probably what they were thinking. Let's get a broad range of camera gear. And then, you know, they forgot about other things. But the funniest part is the one positive one is, yes, Audie. It's like, because Russ is a legend.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone else is like bagging the shit out of this panel, but there's one Russell Ord fan. It's like, yeah, Audie.
That's great. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to change it and bring on
Toots and they've replied to every single comment saying, yeah, we'll definitely make sure we work on the diversity in our judging panels in the future. So that's good. They're acknowledging it. But yeah, I think they obviously massive oversight and they fucked up there. But Emma from Toots and Co. says, yeah, I'd say the women didn't have tolerance for AI stuff, which, you know, that would be great to hear if there was a few judges that they reached out to and they said, yeah, no. Grant says maybe the next comp will be an all female panel. That would be interesting.
Yep.
Balance things out.
Will they get in trouble for that though?
Well, no, because it's only balancing this one out.
Yeah.
So that would be fine. But if it was an all female one out of nowhere, they probably wouldn't have got any trouble out of that. But anyway. Interesting. Mm. Interesting. So we'll see what the outcome of the human versus machine competition is. But
is Grant entering?
I don't know. Is Grant entering? You entering, Grant?
Let us know in the comments.
Let us know in the comments. Anyone else? Did anyone enter? Anyone listening? I know I didn't.
I haven't seen it.
I don't have. I don't know if I've ever taken like an award-winning, not a big award-winning, but even a small award-winning photo. They kind of have to be. I don't know. They kind of have to be very crowd pleasery, and I'm not very good at that.
No,
I don't know. I don't know how to take those photos.
Apparently
we're pronouncing Toots and Co wrong. Is it Toots and
Toots
Coo?
Plus Co?
Toots plus Co? Toots plus Co. Toots plus Co. Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Can you pronounce it in the comments for us, please? Yeah. I thought it was Toots and Co.
Yeah, type it phonetically, please. What else? What else?
Grant didn't enter, if anyone wanted to know.
Grant didn't enter. What else? What else? Oh, speaking of AI, but useful AI, did you see Imogen, the editing software that you have been using that I've played around with? Did you see their updates have rolled out further now, so you can now use culling if you want to?
I did. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, we're going to try it for this wedding.
Are we?
Yep, we're doing it. We're just going to do it. We'll see what happens.
Should we cull it and let them cull it at the same
No.
So
we'll check it afterwards.
No, but what I mean is, so if you got them to cull it,
do you want to race them? You cull ours and I'll use the Imogen software and we'll see who gets there faster.
Okay. No, but do you know what I mean? So we could cull it and say we'll do whatever we'd normally do. Mark, you know, star rate it. And then bring theirs in as like a colored, what they've rated it as colored or something, or vice versa.
So
we can check it and be like, oh, we selected 150 more or 150 less or whatever we did.
Yeah. the
and what did it miss and what did we miss? Because there's potential that both of those things.
Yeah, for sure. Happen. I think we should just test it though and see what happens and then report back to the pod next week. Because it's in beta still, so they're saying that culling's free at the moment, that service to test. Yep. Obviously, okay. So it does need to be checked because they're obviously not happy with the results yet. The other cool thing is they're bringing tweaks to profiles, and that's the feature that I said they needed. So if any of you don't know what this stuff is, basically it analyzes your photos in your Lightroom catalog, and then it can make essentially like a preset, but it's an AI powered preset that modifies each image. All it really does is apply a preset and change exposure and white balance, from what I can tell. It doesn't go much deeper than that, but it does a pretty good job of exposure and white balance. The problem is it'll analyze 5,000 photos that you put in that you've edited, and then that's what makes the preset. And then if you want to tweak that preset, you basically need to update it by re-editing
new images.
With 5,000 new images until now. So now you could jump, in theory, I don't know if it's released to everyone yet, but you can just jump in there and maybe pull the saturation down across for your preset, yeah, okay. Basically.
That's good.
So, and that's what it was missing, like being able to make changes but not necessarily have to redo all of your edits and upload them and have it relearn. You just say, hey, I don't want quite as vibrant colors anymore, so I'm going to pull them down a little bit.
Yeah.
And that'll sort of apply that to your profile, which is clever. So that could definitely make it a lot more useful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes, very cool.
Very cool. See how that goes.
Well, I think we should do some experimenting with it next week after we shoot this wedding, particularly with the culling.
Mm. Oh, have you tried the straightening and cropping yet?
No, it's not that useful for my workflow, so I haven't used it much. But what I did do is I bought some more presets. Have you ever bought presets?
No.
Never?
Never.
You just got me to make them for you?
Yeah.
Cheater. I've bought some presets in my time, not many. And mainly I bought some old Visco ones back when that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then of recent, the only ones... I've never bought presets off like a photographer. You know, I've never bought Peter McKinnon presets or Sam Heard presets. I don't even know if he has presets, but like I've never bought them off a photographer. I've bought them off Visco, and then I've bought them now off Maston Labs. I've bought a few preset packs off Maston Labs. And they got me because they released... Kirk Maston released, let me see, a new pack.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Founder Plus Pack. Basically, Maston Labs has always been film-based presets, so he wanted to really, really accurately make film presets.
Yeah.
To exactly what he believes they look like. So, where are we? So, basically, you know, that they'll have presets, like little preset packs that include, you know, Fuji stuff. Or I bought this Adventure Everyday one a while ago, which has Ektar 100, Gold 200, and Trix 400, and I use that modified a bit. Every time I've gotten stuff like this, I've had to modify it because straight out of the box, the film look can be too aggressive for what I want. Particularly,
are they throwing in like grain and stuff?
Usually they have grain, but that's not the major issue. It's often just the nature of film. Like the colors aren't that accurate. They're pleasing and they're a film look. So I try to make the colors a little bit more accurate than what they often go for. And they're doing it on purpose. Like if it's Portra, you know, which I've got that one as well. It's not going to look, I don't know if there's one with greens and stuff in it, but like it looks very different and the colors aren't accurate. But yeah, Portra 400, I use the modified version of that a fair bit. No greens in there, so you can't really tell what goes on. I wish they had better.
Isn't that what we used to use?
A modified version of not a Maston Labs one. That was a Visco one.
Yeah.
So that has been great, but they've always been too heavy-handed and too filmy, so I've always ended up tweaking them. And then he released this Founder Plus preset pack, which he was like, this is the first time that I... Here we go. To celebrate 10 years of Maston Labs, I've created a collection of my favorite looks, fine-tuned for accurate skin tones and true to color, instead of just being all-out attempts at perfect film reproductions. So I bought it. It was cool. I had to tweak it. It was still too heavy-handed, but it was cool. I used it on this this mountain bike shoot the other day. Let me see if I can bring some up.
Grant wants to know if there's a Justin and Jim preset pack.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Would you like
one,
that?
$199.95.
Always $199.95.
Yeah.
Let me share. See if I can share my Lightroom. Can I do that?
Window. Just in case anyone was wondering, Emma hasn't told us how to pronounce Toots and Co. yet, so.
Yeah, she probably got distracted. Right. That doesn't seem to be doing what I want it to do, but that's okay. So these have got a modified version of that preset on it, and I really enjoy like the light. I mean, it was a particular that kind of day.
Mm.
You know, the light look coming through the graph and stuff. Sorry, these are boring photos for, you know, the features of a mountain bike. These are the things we have to do. But with this kit and that sort of bike is background.
Like a gravel bike with like front forks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
It's a giant Revolt X.
Yep. Is that a new bike? Is it released yet? Are you showing this?
Yes, it is. It is released. It's okay. I'm allowed to.
Doing that you did last week.
But yeah, so the cool shirt. Often when you have stuff like this and using like film packs, when it messes with the colors, you know, the brands aren't going to be happy because they're like, that's not what our print looks like. So
that's literally every shoot that I see these days. Like, that's not how it actually looks. Why would they use that?
Why would they use it? But what's funny is the brands also do that themselves. Often when they hire photographers, they end up getting stuff back that, anyway, long story short. But yeah, I really liked it. I just had to, tweak it a little bit. I can't remember what I did. Maybe we should, I wonder if I can like do a...
It definitely looks like it's making the subject look super punchy. I don't know. That's probably the light.
My amazing photography too. And Will's great modeling. You know, it all comes together.
Your skin looks a bit green from here, but it's very small.
It's small and getting streamed. So what if I go like this? And then create a virtual copy and reset the settings. And then I'll show you what their standard one looks like.
Oh, that's super weird. All I can see is the actual...
Yeah, the square. It's strange, right? Yeah. I don't know why it does that sometimes. Can't keep up with us. Anyway, I'm just finding...
Oh, okay, so you're doing stuff. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was like a setting to like hide your work.
No, I'm just having a look. No, I'm not. This is just... So this is what I started with, Ektar 100. Yeah, that's okay. It, standard. And then let's just see if I probably increased that a little bit and then obviously changed the white balance. I could probably match that, but like it's 4481.
Yours looks a lot more accurate to like without...
Yeah.
Without seeing without being there, yours looks like how I feel it would have looked in real life.
It's probably too warm. It's really hard to match it after I've already changed things. But yeah, that's basically the difference between how it how it came from them, and then what I changed it to. And that was mainly changing some of the HSL color slider settings, individual colors, hue, saturation, luminance, and which I would show you guys, but apparently my streaming doesn't want to show how that works. If I probably went to desktop, it would probably work. Let me check that. Share my whole entire screen. Oh, that's better. Yeah. So mainly changed. They have their saturation and everything pulled way, way, way down. And it's all about balance as well. But I reset mine up higher and then kind of rebalanced it and altered a few things. So you can see the difference in these settings purely on the saturation. I changed the hues a little bit as well.
And the skin tone looks pretty similar.
Not really. That was the goal, because that's what I love about his film presets is the skin tone. So Kirk, if you're listening, can you help like make me a sports profile? That's all right. I'm doing okay.
I feel like you've made it.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Maybe he can sell mine. And then obviously down here, there was some changes just with the, they have the, like the blue in the calibration setting in Lightroom, which are your primary colors. They have the blues pulled down and pumping the saturation in the blues. It gives you a lot more of your sort of vibrance in the colors, and also obviously balances out with the other one. So anyway, I just thought that was, it was fun to play around with it, and I enjoy their presets, but I very rarely use them out of the box, which is funny because they're super expensive. Well, they're not super expensive, but they're like $100 for three main presets, and then he gives you a lot of variations of each one, and then other, like there's these like tone changes and things that just tweak, and they're really just playing with shadows and highlights and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then they've got some AI tools as well. They've got like AI skin smoothing, which is just like a subject select thing. I would also be interested to edit a full wedding using just this preset pack, or just one preset and his tools, and see how much slower it is than doing it with the Imogen. So like a Maston Labs versus Imogen AI. It would be
interesting.
It'd be interesting because he's.
But it sounds like it's doing more if you're doing skin smoothing and stuff like that.
What do you mean? Oh, because Imogen doesn't do skin smoothing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Although that is coming, the subject select stuff. Yeah. So it's all coming. Anyway, fun times.
Cool.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. So
looks good. I think the photos look nice. It'd be an interesting shirt anyway to photograph because it's obviously colorful, but sort of not crazy punchy. It's like a solid color.
Yeah, I'd love to use this on a wedding and just see how it goes. But if we've got to match ours together,
then are they sharp?
There's motion blur. They're not all sharp. It's supposed to be blurry. which bit? What are you looking at?
Is Will sharp?
Oh, not in all of them. It's not loading. Hang on. It's loaded now. His eyes are sharp.
He's pretty sharp. Yeah.
I would say for a motion blur shot. I mean, you can see the hairs in his mustache. That's at 200% too.
Yeah, he's got a good mustache.
It's great. It's one of the best. Anyway.
Cool.
Cool. What else has been going on in the world of Jim Aldersey, professional wedding photographer and newborn photographer?
Yeah, watch that new space opening up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I might actually post about this one, see if we can generate some work.
Post about what one? Newborns?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, maybe. Yeah, you want to do it? You want to make it a thing?
Like, because I kind of did it the Justin and Jim way.
What's that? Epic rain sunset photo, spraying champagne on
it. Yeah, leaves of lights and stuff and, you know. No, just like it was in the house. He was sort of sleeping for the first half of it. Just taking some nice photos of him sitting down and also lying down. Obviously, he wasn't sitting. He's a month old.
just sit here. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, he's walking around and stuff. I was going to sit down, mate. Yeah, it was just nice. Sort of had both had the sisters there. It was cool.
I'm just sending Tony, a friend of ours, Tony, a link. Sorry, I was listening to your awesome story. But I just saw a message from him. He's a friend of ours and he's never seen the podcast. So I don't think he believes it's real. We are live.
Don't let him on.
Live now. He thinks it's quite funny because I copied and pasted our link, but I tried to paste it before that and I'd actually copied and pasted my PayPal security code. So no, that's not ideal. He just said, I've ordered a new bike. Oops. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, I think if you were keen on doing more newborn stuff, obviously putting some stuff out there that the way you shoot it would be a good way to test and see.
Mm.
But there's a lot of competition for that in Bendigo, I feel like, in our town.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like one of those things. It just doesn't hurt putting it out.
It's worth a shot, especially if you like it. It's going to be midweek pretty much always too, so
yeah,
balances out with the weddings.
Yeah, so. For sure. And it's about to start getting a bit quieter, so you're going to have to find some stuff to do.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. What sort of stuff? What else? Anything? Commercial?
Commercial, yeah. Had a commercial shoot Friday night, an event, which is good. Delivered that Sunday night, I think. Delivered it, which is good. Got it all done off my plate, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good to get it done and out the way.
Yeah, just get it done fast. I think we should try that with this wedding. We should see how quickly, we should see how fast we can get it done.
The wedding?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm coming into a point where I can start looking at that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've only got, I think, 3.5 weddings to edit.
Yep. And then you clear. But you've got one on Friday and one on Saturday, so.
Yeah, and I have one last week. But yeah. Yeah. I think I've got 3.5, 4.5. So yeah, I'm getting to it a much more relaxed place.
Mm. Yeah, I think this AI, image and AI culling could be quite helpful. I wonder if they're stealing your images to let people make AI generated stuff.
I have thought about that, yeah.
Well, we won't know until they launch it. It's probably in the terms and conditions or something.
Well, but are they stealing our images to who knows what,
Who knows? That's how they do it.
Yelena and Grant having fun in the comments.
Yeah, I see in the chat there. Need some photography questions in the chat. Bring it on.
Yeah. Got
any questions? Hit us up. Apparently the whole package.
I've heard that before.
Oh, sure you have. Oh dear. Hey, I saw this is a fun one. I saw this article about... I'll bring it up so we can both see it together. We review the Canon 5D Mark IV of 2023. Still the best professional DSLR. Hard disagree.
Yeah.
The D850 is the best professional DSLR.
Yeah.
I agree. But... Look, we'll give you, it's a clickbait headline. We'll give you that. You can have it.
And this is when published?
This was published 5 days ago.
Okay, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, 2020, early into 2023.
I need some sort of ad blocker or something. Exclusive and free.
If you had ads on YouTube, you'd see the ad blockers pop up.
So this is a fun one. I didn't buy this camera when it came out in 2016. That's right. The 5D Mark IV came out in 2016. Back in those days, I was nothing more than a kid. Okay.
Is there a Mark V or a Mark VI? No, see, it was the last of that.
It's sort of the D850 of Canon, sort of. So basically, blah, blah, blah. It's been reviewed many times, so I'm not really going to do much. He says the sensor's amazing. He says the focusing's amazing. He says, long-term reliability, the camera broke below the 150K shutter threshold But then goes on to say that it's more reliable than mirrorless cameras. I don't quite understand, because this is in like the pros yeah. section, and then goes into the drawback section, which is like, well, it's not very good at video. Closing yeah. thoughts. If you're on the fence between a 5D Mark IV and a mirrorless camera, I say go the 5D Mark IV. I say don't.
Yeah.
If you're looking at buying a 5D Mark IV and a similarly priced mirrorless camera, unless you're heavily invested in that system already, do not buy into DSLR, buy into no. mirrorless. If you've already got a massive range of EF lenses, maybe, but then also you can adapt them to new mirrorless cameras. And the 5D Mark IV come out in 2016. It's going to be worth next to nothing soon. Don't buy one in 2023 unless it's yeah. a bargain.
It's almost 10 years old. Like,
that's my closing thoughts.
Yeah.
Don't worry about old technology. Instead, worry about the skills you have. I agree.
Yeah. 100%.
You don't need, maybe don't upgrade from 5D Mark IV to mirrorless right now if you don't need to. That's cool. But if you're on the fence between which one to buy, get the new one.
Yeah.
The new one.
Yeah.
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 I'm yeah. just, look.
Good camera. That's my thoughts. But that's
great. Yeah. Great camera.
You didn't jump into it.
Yeah. I get what he's saying. You can still take amazing images with it. It is a nice 30 megapixel sensor and stuff. But, you know, a similar sensor you can get in the EOS R, which is like on run out deals at the moment, because it'll probably get replaced this year. And get that, you know, it's mirrorless. Mm. You can adapt it to your EF lenses, and you can start working into mirrorless. And geez, if you actually need to shoot video, you could, instead of not being able to, basically.
Yeah. So,
well, anyway, rant over. Rant over. Well, here we go. We've got some questions.
Yeah.
Tony Davey, my camera won't turn on. Help? Question mark. Do you have a camera, Tony? What sort of camera do you have?
I'm surprised he's working out how to use YouTube.
Oh, fixed it. Turns out it's a disposable camera. Okay. I see. Elena, Jim, how do you prepare for a newborn shoot if you have never done one before? Oh, good question.
I've done a few, not many, but I've done a few. But basically...
What if you hadn't? Or what advice would you give to someone who hasn't done one before?
I would probably... Personally, I'd probably research some other photographers' work, and also even ask the couple to send through, like, hey, did you have, like, show me 5 images you'd love to, you know, replicate, or if you've seen before, something like that.
Okay. So what, so you're going to want to find out what style of newborn photography are they looking for? Are they looking yeah. for the Ann Getty's put babies in flower pots deal? Or yeah. are they looking
please,
for the...
Please don't do that.
Hey, if that's what you're into, but don't yeah. hire Jim to do that.
No, don't. Yeah, don't. Definitely don't book me for that. I won't do it.
Or is it going to be more natural shots with, you know, with the parents and grandparents mm. or whatever and that kind of thing? I feel like getting, you know, if that's a thing, getting the grandparents involved and stuff can just add a lot of additional shots that add value for everybody while you're still there in the same session. Because there's only so yeah. many, like...
Yeah,
close-up same. Hands and close-up feet and those kind of things that you can take, especially if they're mm. asleep.
Yeah. No, we had the aunties there, so.
Hey, we're currently on 10 live viewers. That's going to be a
that's a record. A
record for us.
It is. We've got especially 40, 44 minutes in, that's big.
Tony also has GoPros, but Jim still has them from his first trip to Japan.
Yeah, I still do, Tony. They're sitting in a box in the garage, if you'd like them. They still work, still got batteries. We got 11, new record.
Speaking of 11, I got the new GoPro 11. So if anyone wants to buy my Hero 9 Black, it's sitting on the shelf doing nothing. The 11.
Maybe Tony will buy it and lend it to me.
The 11 is super good. Tony, do you want my 9? I'll do you a special deal. But yeah, the Hero 11, it's got 10-bit video color now. Which doesn't make it like the sensor's still small, but the color is much better straight out of the camera. I'm really enjoying it. Plus, it films in like almost square, so you can crop or you can crop a vertical out of it. It's like an 8x7 format. It's cool.
Yeah, okay.
Do you do those things before? Did you do those things before your baby shoot, first baby shoot, Jim, or did you make rookie mistakes and realize afterwards?
I don't actually don't remember. I probably just winged it a bit. I know, but if it's something like that, I probably shot it for someone that I knew or semi knew, and I think I would have asked them like for some images that they've liked or have liked that they want to replicate.
Tony Davey, is GoPro Hero still the best action camera for beginners? That depends what a beginner is, but probably would be my answer. Probably. There's the DJI Osmo Action 3 or whatever that is. It's pretty similar. Insta360 do an action cam, but that would be, so basically if you need a traditional action camera, the GoPro can't really be beat, I don't think. It's still got amazing stabilization. It works well. The 11 is definitely the best one they've ever made. But hold on, I'll be right back.
Are you getting there?
Entertain people, Jim.
All right. Tony, I'll bring up a question. Grant, come back to Tony. If you were looking at becoming a photographer in a specific niche, how would you go about it? Could you post to existing socials or should you start another account? I think that probably depends, Grant. Do you want to keep doing what you're currently doing and run the niche, or are you just moving into the niche? Because I think if you're just moving into the niche, you could just transfer everything across and pretend like that's what you do now. If you were going to try and keep both and the niches were quite different, then potentially starting another one, that's probably what I would do, depending on which way you were going to go.
My advice, before I talk about action cameras again, my advice would be, how would I go about it? Separate to the social post thing, I would do work for free in that niche for places that are going to help me get credibility and get good work done. So, that's... And then, yes, obviously post it. It wouldn't matter if you posted it to a new account or your existing one. What matters is doing work that you can post and doing it for people that have influence in that industry and credibility, because word of mouth is also an important thing. So I would start there. 360 camera. This...
little fluffy things on the side.
Yeah, so that I modified those. I'm going to make a video about it. I saw it on YouTube, but I did it slightly different way. It makes it kind of look like a Cyclops kangaroo. What do you think?
Like a koala.
Yeah, koala. That's it. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Australian animals. They're all the same. Anyway, this Insta360 has lenses on both sides that do 180 degrees. So it basically records the entire world. And then you can choose the angle later. For a beginner, because you can do it on your phone, it sounds complicated, but once you get it set up, because you can reframe it on your phone, basically you don't have to worry about where the camera's pointing. And if you put all the settings on auto, it kind of just works. So potentially for beginners, this could be better than a GoPro. The quality when you reframe it isn't as good as the quality that you get out of a GoPro, but the benefit is you don't have to worry about where it's pointing. And if you're mainly doing it to like go end up on your phone anyway, the quality is just fine. So I think this could be a better option than a GoPro, but a GoPro beats it out head to head when you're talking about image quality when you've reframed this down to an actual sort of, say if it was a chest mount for a mountain bike or something like that, GoPro beats it. But for taking it around the world, I'd probably pick this if I could only pick one. Especially if you put the fluffy koala ears on it to stop the wind noise.
But you could also get some pretty interesting shots with that. Like if you mount it to some handlebars or something, because you get some like rider shots, some wheel shots.
I'll have some examples. I'm working on some things and I'm working on a video. Sure. Right. Yeah, I've been wearing it to test out camera gear on the chest as well, because I can reframe it down to when I'm changing lenses and stuff, and then bring it back up and can do it all.
So later. You have to think about it too much.
You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as in, you just set it on you, and then you're just kind of recording everything, and then can figure out exactly what you need later.
Exactly. So I can worry about the shoot first, and then figure this stuff out later. Does that answer your question, Tony? The best action camera for beginners is my secondhand GoPro Hero 9. It is the best one.
They did make a better one. Yeah.
That's the best one.
It's on sale too.
Yeah, it's on sale. I'll do
you one owner. One owner.
Toots and Co., I'm currently doing your bass. Can you please give me your old GoPro? Maybe. Yelena Jennings.
Was that from Toots and Co.? Or
Toots plus Co. Yelena Jennings, tell us about your whole package, Jim. Let's not. Nathan, for socials, would you focus on quality photos or reels? Where would you mainly focus your time? So the thing, you go first, Jim. You go first.
Quality photos would be my focus. And then for having good photos is the most important thing. And then you can work on the other social media side of it and making reels with them and stuff like that.
So my question would be, what's the socials for? What's the goal of the socials? And if the goal of the socials is to promote photography, your photography work, then quality photos you're going to have from doing your job. So posting quality photos is like just the staple. You do that because you take the photos and then you post them and you say, this is the work that I do. Making reels is probably going to give you another dimension to market those photos. But making a reel is like, marketing exercise that's going to take you time and creative energy. The photo you've already shot, you really just have to take 30 seconds to post it and write a caption. Maybe the captions can take a bit longer, but, whereas if you're talking about an unrelated business, so say it's like a coffee shop, so you've actually got to take the photos and then post them or make a reel, I would probably lean towards reels if you can make cool ones on your phone. If it was for another business.
Yeah, for like maybe a coffee shop.
Yeah, but maybe 50-50 because for a photographer, it makes sense to like the staple of your social stuff should be photos because that's what you're already making. You don't have to go out and shoot photos to post. You've already shot them.
Or is Nathan asking, like, would you post the quality photos or would you make them into reels?
Both. But that's why I would focus on quality photos first, because if you're not posting the photos, then there's no point also making a reel where you barely get to see them. It's like post the photos and also then maybe make a reel to try and promote a group of photos or something like that and attack it from a couple of different angles. But it doesn't seem like... Because when you put photos in a reel, like you only see them for a second and then they're gone. And then people will probably go to your feed to want to see the actual image for longer if it was a great image.
Yeah.
Good question, though.
I made a reel the other day, Justin.
Yeah. How did it go?
It was good.
Is it up?
It's live, yeah.
I'll pull it up.
So I made it once and I got some feedback. And everyone said the same thing, which is that it was...
Everyone.
It sucked, but that the idea was there. So I think just doing it properly was...
Did it suck because you took a shortcut or you just hadn't... you didn't know what you were trying to do kind of thing? Because it...
Didn't know how to do what I needed to do. Which I learned, it's that one. Like I literally.
Whoa, that was loud.
Now it's gonna wanna.
Yeah, I better not audio it.
Why?
I don't know how loud it will be.
Try.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
It's risky.
Okay.
Brennett and Riley first told me they wanted their photos in a ski boat. I wasn't sure. But look how good these turned out.
Good job.
Mm.
That music was very loud for me. I don't know if anyone's... Ah, see, Grant also... I knew that would happen. Sorry, team. I'm going to learn how to control the audio.
So I could actually, in the reel, in Instagram, you can actually... So I could control... Because the first video had its own audio. The song had its own audio. So I could contain the levels of each part and myself, obviously.
Wow. It was so too loud.
It was like 30%.
Yeah, volume. I don't know. I actually don't know. We haven't really shared video audio. With audio yeah. on here yet. We lost multiple viewers. Viewers dropping like flies thanks to the audio. Come back. I won't do any more audio. It's fine. We'll have to do some testing.
They can't handle that.
That was so loud.
They can't handle that.
Crazy. Yeah.
Really?
Really? I told you, Jim. I told you we shouldn't do it. You just had to share.
You needed the voice. Otherwise, it didn't quite make sense.
Did you know that most reels are viewed without audio?
Why did you make me do my own voice? Aren't you like, because I originally put it with the computer voice.
Because the computer voice makes me want to kill.
Yeah, but that's what everyone does. I hate it. Everyone uses a computer voice, and you made me do my own voice.
What did I buy? Where is it?
Do you buy stuff like every day?
Pretty much. I don't know.
I feel like every time I've had an episode, you're like, I just got this.
I bought the new version of the Red Bull
Lume
book from 2021. Yeah. I actually somehow...
From 2020... Is it... I haven't done another one.
No. So the next one's 2024. If they do it, I'm pretty sure they will.
Brutal.
It is not. I hate the computer voice. Jim's was pretty bad, but it wasn't that bad.
That's right.
Hey, our viewers are coming back. Yeah. I promise you that we won't share any more audio. I promise.
No, go on again.
So yeah, I bought this book. I somehow also ended up with 2016 version twice instead of, so now I don't have the 2019 version, which sucks. But I have two 2016. So you and Grant can rock off for who gets one of them. They were very expensive, but the point of this is if you need to cure yourself of getting new gear, get a photo book from 3 to 5 years ago. And especially if it has in there the settings and cameras that people used, because then none of the new cameras and lenses that you're dreaming about are in the book.
Yeah.
And all of the photos that are way better than what you can do were taken with gear that you can easily buy secondhand cheap.
Yeah.
So as a follow-up to that 5D Mark IV article from before, not so much about buying an old camera now, but if you've got older gear and you constantly think you need new gear, Grant, if you're struggling with that, get a book like this and see how many photos were taken with a D850 or a 5D Mark IV and then go, oh, yeah, maybe I don't need a new camera.
Yelena wants to know, what else did you get with it, Justin?
The book that I didn't want, the other one.
Oh, okay.
The 2016 one that I already had. But yeah, so that's because that's been open the book. The goal that I've had for a while. Open this. It's not story time.
Can you read to us all?
Okay, I'll go to the start. We're going to do this whole book. Actually, I should do that one day. I'm going to live stream reading this entire book.
You could do that and like have a top-down camera and just have your hands.
It'll take hours. But the cool thing about these books is when I get to an actual page that has it, the sort of finalists from each category, they put the camera, lens, ISO, f-stop and shutter speed, and then a biography of the photographer, and then also how they got that shot. And it's a great way to get inspired, learn a bit more about what you're trying to do, because what I'm trying to do is to get a photo into Red Bull Alumi 2024, which is not much time. I mean, like 12 months, because they usually do it in like Feb, March, April is usually when the submissions are. So I've got a lot of work to do. I've got nothing good enough.
I don't know. You did do one of some crazy guy. Mullet flying through
the chunky nighttime one. Hey, you know what is in the 2021 version, which the book isn't in my office. In the 2021, there is a shot like that, two mountain bikers on a ridgeline. Yeah. Which is and I think it was in the raw category, which means it's not photoshopped. I actually want to reach out to the guy because that's the only other one I've ever seen done. Yeah. And I think he's done
I've seen a motorbike one.
It was
photoshopped. I reckon that was guys. Maybe guys just on the ground. Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was like monoing or something, and it was massively photoshopped. I think someone shared it not long after we did the Chucky one, and you could tell it was like a different sky.
Yeah.
So I think that shot, I don't know, it could be done better. It didn't win a category, that one that went in. It was a finalist. But it was a bit sketchy, kind of like mine, where like it's hard to get them crisp. There was a light trail off one of the bikes, which made it look a little bit messy and that kind of stuff.
Like, I like that though.
Something must have reflected or I don't know. Anyway, but I was actually excited to be like, someone else has done this. And he would have had no idea that I'd done it. I had no idea that he's done it at some stage. And they're just a similar idea. And very cool. He also had the wrong white balance for his sky, which is a shame. But
What color was it?
Orange. You know, like that one we did. You know, it looks cool, but it's not the right white balance. It's more a creative effect.
So Emma, I did it and sent the video to Justin, and he replied and said, it sounds like you haven't eaten for 3 days. And it wasn't true for 3 days, but I hadn't eaten breakfast. So then I had breakfast and redid it.
Yeah. If you think that, Jim sounded like he needed more spirit in that, really, you should have heard version one. I should bring that up. he sounded like,
I was learning, and I was also trying to then get on to actually just editing because.
Expand on what which I don't know.
On Toots and Co. Toots Plus Co.
Expand on what? Tell us. So I'm excited that I have a new book to dig through. I've only read like half of it, and I now have to unfortunately order the 2019 version separately from Europe and pay like $80 shipping. So that sucks. But
maybe check on like Facebook Marketplace or something.
I don't know. Oh, the awesome Chucky pick. I think we've brought it up on him before already.
Yeah, I reckon we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think it was on your Instagram. I reckon we went through.
We've already brought it. I'll bring it up one more time. There's not much to talk about. But if I wanted to do it again, I would do it differently. I'd love to get Chucky monoing on a ridgeline, but there'd need to be a background behind him or something, like a sandy ridgeline or something in his kit, you know, like his Dakar kind of style kit would look pretty awesome. Anyway, what am I doing? Bringing up the screen.
Wouldn't have been that long ago. You don't post.
Yeah. This one. So, at least the sky is correct and stuff. It's quite different to what the other guy did. The other guy got it horizontal, which was nice. He had so much space. He did it in like Utah or something like that. So there was all these cool mountain formations and stuff, but the sky.
Pretty cool photo still. That's
sky
was
a little bit soft. Yeah, it was good. Probably the best photo I've taken. I would say. This one was cool too, but obviously less dramatic. It's like it's a better photo, but less dramatic because he's not jumping. But it's actually it's probably a better composition. The only disappointing thing on that is the shadow behind him, but there wasn't much I could do about that.
Did you ever reply to Matt Frank Franz? I can't read it.
Don't understand how you can do a long exposure of the stars but also get the biker so clear. How? I did. Okay. The rider was framed in complete darkness, so I was able to freeze him with two strobes. They were triggered manually during the 20-second exposure. With no ambient light at all on the rider, he is perfectly clear.
Cool.
Anyway. J Jeremy wants to know when we can shoot with the raptor. Is this like a Jurassic Park thing? You guys doing like a themed?
Yeah, Jeremy's got like a
Jurassic
little suit.
Park shoot. Oh, so he'll get in. Oh, like these dinosaur suits that Mr. Beast used. Yeah. And they run around and their heads bobble around. Oh, that'd be sweet. Where are you going to do that?
I don't know. No, Jeremy says a car, Ford Raptor.
Ah, cars.
Yeah, cars. So.
What sort of shoot?
Jeremy wants to do something with a bit of stuff going on, a bit of dirt.
it's very technical and creative.
You know, like the car like moving because it's like a high performance four wheel drive.
Right.
So maybe so like jumping roosting. Or drifting. Yeah, roosting.
Yeah.
You know, all of that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
But he wants to do something with a bit of that.
Yeah, finding a location that is like legal private property so you can do that stuff without getting in trouble.
Maybe in the bush or something, but like also then, trees and all sorts of
bushwalkers.
Mm.
You know, risky.
Yep, kangaroos.
So that's my big audacious goal that everyone can come along on the journey of me maybe getting there or maybe not. What's your big audacious goal, Jim?
I actually don't have one.
Oh.
Nothing, goal. No. No, there's...
Floating in the wind.
Yeah.
Living day by day.
Yeah.
Who knows which direction you'll head?
A little bit. No, I've got the weddings. I don't know. Book a few weddings.
So grow the business?
Yeah, I think grow... I'm going to change a few like deliverables and stuff like that. To try and work on like selling some sort of more wall art and that sort of thing. So at the moment, just changing what I deliver to couples.
Okay. What about being more creative? What are we going to do this weekend? Come on. Let's get some ideas.
I know.
What if we do it just shoot just on our phones?
No.
We could just shoot GoPros.
The whole wedding.
You can use my 9.
You're just trying to sell that GoPro?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What
Emma else? Emma said you'll buy it. I don't know. It just depends on the couple, really, like, because they might not be super keen on doing anything creative.
Yeah, but you can do stuff. That's what I mean. So you got to think like it's stuff maybe that they don't even know we're doing.
I wouldn't mind doing some wider shots. I don't do...
Well, you often end up with your 28 on for most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the shots that you brought up from that reel before, they were shot, most of them were shot with the 16 in the boat. Like I wouldn't normally shoot that wide, but I knew that needed or called for that. And like, cause I really wanted slow. So I went to like a slow shutter. Most of them were shot at about 50th of a second of the boat moving to get a bit of blur. Throughout the image, so.
What could we do?
I don't know. What do you feel?
You just have one lens, and I just have one lens, and that's it. One camera, one lens each.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I believe there was a question earlier about what the punishment for the loser of the challenge would be.
What's it going to be?
What's the punishment? What does the loser have to do?
I know. I don't really want to lose. So who's voting? Is it the best photo, the best moment, the most creative shot?
I guess we'll host a voting somehow through the Justin and Jim Instagram. I don't know.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. That always will end up being a crowd pleasery shot, though.
Yeah.
It's like whoever does sunset or something. It's like,
Do you want to have a look at what I delivered to them for the sneak?
To who?
From my wedding from the weekend.
I saw it.
I don't know. Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. It was mainly those boat photos.
Yep.
And then there was a chunk of stuff like near the boat photos. There wasn't actually much of the full day from what I remember.
No, there wasn't. No, it starts like the ceremony, yeah.
Yeah. Now maybe we should like just look up ridiculous wedding photography on the internet and use that as a inspiration.
Wildest wedding.
Let me see. I don't know. We need to think of something though. I think we can push the limits. What do you like?
Don't Google. I said most creative, but it came up with cool wedding photo. I did not write cool wedding photo ideas, but cool. I said most creative wedding photographer, and it's somehow auto-corrected to this. What are the latest trends in wedding photography? Drone shots, apparently.
Well, you're going to struggle with that one.
Yeah. Drone shots, elevated photo sets. It's about photo booths.
62 best wedding photographers in the world. I wonder if you made it onto that list.
No.
I don't think so.
I think I'm flying under the radar in Bendigo. A lot of people are going hard on the on-camera flash at the moment.
On-camera flash?
Yeah.
Really?
Photos and stuff like that. I see it around a bit. People are, yeah, on-camera flash.
Weird.
But like, yeah, still fast shutter speeds and stuff.
Let's check out... Chrisman Studios. Well, look, that's a cool shot, but we don't have fireworks.
We've done fireworks before.
That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't even see it. That was cool.
Yeah, I wish. I don't like it. Surely there's a gallery that doesn't,
doesn't
do that. Just take us to like the best shots you've ever done. I don't even know if this is the right Chrisman Studios. I assume it is. They used to be quite famous. Pause. I mean, helps if you have.
It's good, but...
Hang on, let me try and make this a bit... Oh, go away. We're just looking at your photos.
I was like, someone's not, something's not happy.
There we go.
Can you just tap to the right, maybe?
Yeah.
With the keyboard.
I can do it with my mouse.
That's cool, but like...
Was that? Hang on. That's risky.
Yeah, they look like they're about to hit that rock.
Yeah, but also you see all those, you know, fail videos where the bride's dress goes up over her head and she can't swim.
Yeah. I reckon that's why there's so many boats and stuff there.
Yeah, even then, though.
Yeah, still. Yeah, dresses are heavy, especially when wet.
That's cool. That's the sort of shot I want to get. I feel like that's not set up. I feel like that just happened.
No, it's good lighting and stuff, though.
That's what I was going to say. It's very, like, it's classical lighting. Like,
and the shadow on the wall.
Yeah. So, is they running off-camera flash for that? Some of these guys were, back in the day when I used to look into all this stuff, they'd have an assistant running around with a flash on a stick, like, all day.
After this, maybe jump on Two Men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like these kind of things.
Yeah, that'd be a tiny little.
I don't know if these are getting cropped or not. That doesn't look like how they would shoot that, but maybe. Like his head's cropped. I don't know. I don't know if like the... Seems to be stuck to it. Anyway. But yeah, cool shadows. Set up, not set up.
I think not set up. I don't know. You think set up?
Nah, I don't know. That's cool.
Yeah.
You might have to bring some gels.
It's very crop. Again, I feel like it's slightly more like foreground.
Yeah. who knows? Some of this stuff could be cropped for the website or something.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's, yeah, using the makeup light or their own light or something.
Mm.
That's a good shot.
Yeah. Good moment.
Yeah. Oh, the old tilt. Busting out the tilty.
Tilty.
I mean, it kind of works.
Mm. Not a tilty fan.
It's good when the locations look like that.
Yeah, that sky looks very odd at the top.
Yeah, they've just over...
And their skin tones look...
Over HDR'd it.
The skin tones
look... All right, cool. Let's try...
Try two-man.
Two-man studios. I'll just clearly type that in because if you do the wrong two-man, you know, I can't click on that. Here we go. Da-da-da. Unreal moments. We'll just see your work. It's loading too slow. All right.
Yeah.
I don't like their website, but let's find... Oh, yeah, we are in portfolio. Okay. So, how do we... Is that it? Nope. Oh, yeah. I don't like that either.
You just click.
There we go.
I can just click.
You do, but
yeah.
I thought I had to be...
That's cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Need a, we can't really do that.
No. Well, you could do that, you drank. That's
we
cool.
Could do, we could do that, but, you know, got to get lucky with the weather.
Yeah, and the mountains.
The mountains. That's a good shot.
Yeah, that's a great shot. And the kids in focus in between, that's a very cool shot.
Yeah.
That's
how yeah. did they get that? Set up, not set up.
No, because they're walking in. I think not set up. I think that's just being excellent photographers and maybe also getting...
You never know, though. You never know. It could be like, you know, this could have been a styled shoot or something. I don't know. There's a lot there.
Nah,
there's a
they
lot
wouldn't.
There. Like, what are the chances that the girl isn't obscured, the kids are perfectly in it, and the...
And they're in focus, the second lot of kids.
Yeah, and like, and yeah, the bride and her dad are both yeah. there. I don't know. I'd like to ask them. Maybe we can get them on the podcast. That's cool.
That's cool. I think that's...
You haven't done it with water though, Jim. You haven't been near the beach when you did it.
Sorry. I'll work on my beach.
Okay, there's a winner.
Yeah. I don't feel like many brides would want us at this moment of the day.
Not many, but I bet you there's one or two.
Do you reckon?
That would want that photo for sure.
Yeah, if they saw the photo, I think that they'd want it.
Yeah.
If you've got to have the photo before you can, like...
Yeah, you could model it for them when you have their meeting yeah. and be like, is this something you're interested in? Here's a picture I did of me. That's cool.
Hmm.
That's got to be set up.
Yeah. Is that a fly?
Where? Birds?
Next to the bottle, the beer bottle on the right.
Hmm.
Or are they little birds?
Don't know. What, here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's another one under the guy's arm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They might be birds. Maybe they're fake birds. Yeah, that's a good shot.
Yeah.
Not set up.
No. No. I had one the other day that was, they didn't get that wet, but they did have to move because it was raining. But we had that too last year. And they did get that wet.
They did get that wet.
Yeah. I think we were.
I don't know if we got a photo that good though.
No.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's that off camera flash.
Yeah.
Working a treat.
Yeah. I mean, we could try it.
Yeah, maybe we do something like that for some of the receptions.
Yeah, I'll take photos. You hold the flash on a stick.
Okay, done.
And I'll get a t-shirt written that has assistant on it for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Or for you.
And you have to wear a high-vis top too, just to see, so you don't bump into anyone. Hang on. Those things are like on the screen or something. The Never mind. It's weird. The little birds. I could see them. Like, hang on. Can't do it now. Anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
You know.
Good cool job.
Lighting.
Mm.
Yeah, there. The birds.
Yes.
That's... So they're in the... I don't know what's going on there. Anyway. That's obviously awesome, but...
Is that... I wonder if... Was that like a... That's funny.
That is funny.
They do some pretty cool edits, these guys.
Mm, definitely.
They spend a lot of time perfecting.
Yelena wants to know if you're tired.
Yes, I am tired, Yelena. That's why I wasn't at the gym this morning.
Well, are these photos inspiring you?
Hmm?
To try what?
Try and find cool moments, more cool moments.
And how do you do that? And from what it seems of these guys, I mean, sometimes you just have to be there, but like there's lighting going on there.
Yeah.
So it's like you need cool moments, but you also need lighting set up.
Like forethought. I think it's, yeah, being more present and also like anticipating what's going to happen. Mm. Like that's an awesome, like who would ever try and put a foot in a foreground? Mm.
I feel like they shoot wide a lot.
Yeah, that's just what they're showing,
and,
they,
and getting close.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of these cool. are wide.
Mm. Very cool.
Mm.
That's a cool shot.
Mm. Mm.
That's super cool.
Yeah. You're like feeling a little, you know, not so.
Oh, but like, how long will that take to set up to be like, you need to, you know, that's, yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Just need some big roots.
That's standard shot. Yeah. See, there's that little bird thing. I don't know what's going on.
It's the indicators to go left and right. I think it's something in the back end of their website. Yeah.
Yeah. It's freaking me out.
Because look where your mouse moves. When you get close to the other one, it turns the other way. Do it slower.
Yeah. This thing? I'm not talking about this thing. I'm talking about this
No,
thing.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I'm saying it must be the little indicator, but I don't know if they even know that it's there.
There's these little arrows here and there,
yeah,
on the screen, and they're in every photo, and they're in the loading screen when you go between. See there, see, yeah they are. They're the little indicators. And so on a photo annoying. Like this, you can't see it, but when there's like a clear sky, we were like, "Are they birds?"
Yeah. And before it was like perfectly in the silhouette photo, and it looked like little tiny little birds.
Yeah.
Weird things that most people probably wouldn't notice.
Elena Jennings says we don't care.
Fair enough.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then. Moving on. Hang on. I've lost my screen. Anyway, maybe we'll stop this because it's getting depressing.
Yeah. It's a cool shot.
It's cool. Snow umbrella. We're going to have to push the limits. Set the challenge. Best photo.
Yeah. So I jumped into a pool.
How are we going to do this competition? Is it like you submit one, or do we submit, say, a few each, and the winner's the winner, or how do we do this?
Maybe three photos each.
Three photos each.
What do we do more? Is it like the most? Is it like the overall?
I don't know how you would. How you would pick that.
As in like maybe we give maybe some because it's probably too much to look at.
These images are from a wedding photography studio by the name of Two Man, and they are quite famous for traveling and doing huge wedding shoots, two photographers going all out on lighting, and you know, they shoot the whole weekend often, and that kind of stuff. They yeah, they're pretty pretty good at what they do. Obviously, the more you push the limits with your photography and the higher end clients you get, and the more you travel, you also get exposed to more locations that then make your photos even better. But this photo could be done anywhere. Yeah. So, it, you know, it's not...
Just need some lighting.
It's not just about the epic locations, but obviously the epic locations do help. Mm. That's cool.
That is very cool. What is... What's...
What's in the foreground?
What's yeah?
Wet grass. Don't know.
Yeah, it's so buckery.
I'd like to ask them.
Yeah, not to see it at all.
You're thinking there's a little bit of Photoshop shenanigans going on.
Oh, they're heavily worked.
Are they though? Is that?
Yeah, I think to a degree. No, like, no, I don't mean crazy, but like things are pushed.
Yeah, but like that's surely that was just edited in Lightroom. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I do think that. It's a cool shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not on camera flash. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. The little birds are still here.
All right. Well, are you inspired?
Yeah, let's do it.
The challenge has been set. Justin versus Jim. 2023.
For the whole year?
No, just this weekend. I'm not doing any other weddings.
There you are. You keep forgetting about the one in September.
No, you forgot to tell me about it.
I definitely did not.
All right. So the challenge will be we both submit through the Justin and Jim Instagram a number of images yet to be determined. Maybe three, maybe two, maybe five.
Or do you under 10? Decide.
Seems like a lot though. And then what? Is it just still just the best image wins?
I'll do best image and then best set.
I don't even know how people will vote. Might have to do a post and then they can vote. Oh, so put them all up individually and then...
Well, you could do a multi post. Like
people will just like all of them.
True. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know them.
Most comments? It's risky.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the way is.
We'll think about it.
Come up with something between now and next week.
Yep. But yeah, the challenge is set. We've got to get creative. Got to push the limits.
Also got to just do our job too.
This is doing our job.
Okay.
Do you think the couple wants creative wedding photos?
Mm-hmm.
Push the limits?
Yeah. That's something that they don't. That's right. So, they also want all the other things that they booked us for.
We do that anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that. Maybe there's a new photo to take in the cellar.
Yeah, exactly. That's all about lighting that one.
You're out then.
What, because they don't have lights? I got a few old lights kicking around.
I just like to bait you.
You can't. What? I taught you everything you know about lighting.
No, you didn't.
Well, up until you got rid of those Allen Crumb lights.
They were good lights.
And then I taught you everything you knew.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm excited. Get the drone out. Might fly the drone through this reception venue during the first dance.
What for? What for?
Just see, it just goes.
Okay. All right. You do that and I'll just actually work.
That venue, inside this venue, is all dark wood or like orange wood, and there's no lights.
It's no, the light is very dark.
It's so hard to light in there.
It needs some key lighting. You could, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just hard to light in any way different to what we normally do, because you're always trying to dodge people and dodge the band and dodge everything.
But Elena's time. I feel you, Elena.
She can have a nap. Maybe this conversation's boring because we're really just talking about our job on the weekend.
Yeah, we could do that. We have to ring them, actually.
We do. We'll let them know about our challenge.
Okay.
That's more important than their big day.
Nope. All right. Well, we better actually get that done because we've got to get stuff done.
Is it 3:30? I guess we should call it on this.
Mm.
It's been a fun... Get them alive. Oh, do it. Ring them now. People want to see the behind the scenes of a wedding. Ring them.
We'll find someone else.
We'll tell them they're live afterwards. We'll get their permission after we do
that. They're probably at work.
They probably are at work. Actually, yeah, they will.
They'll be at work.
Yeah, they'll be at work.
They'll be just finishing work.
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Cool.
I'll see you sometime before Saturday. And to all of our wonderful listeners, thank you.
Thanks for coming along.
See you next week.
Are you coming back next week? What day? We'll chat about it.
Well, it depends where, when the Grant Fleming is back and healthy, because we're going to critique the funk out of his Japan photos, and we're going to do an old school Justin and Jim critique on him.
Oh,
just pick on everything so that he's sad about what he did. That's what we used to do to ourselves.
Yeah, every day.
We're the worst photographers ever. So it depends when he's available. So I don't know. Okay. We'll have to figure that out sometime next week.
What happened to Grant Fleming? So Grant went to Japan and then he got sick.
Yeah. He probably has whatever the new strain of COVID is. I don't know what it is.
Maybe.
They have a weird name.
He might just be sick.
I think he might also just have a cold. Yeah. Either way, I don't think his voice was up to it.
That's what we tune in to see.
Yeah. So next week we'll be looking at Grant's photos. Will we know the winner by then of the Justin versus Jim competition? Or will we show the to get the votes and then we'll know the winner the next week?
I don't know. How long is voting open for? I feel like voting can't be open for too long.
Yeah, but we'll open voting, you know, the day of the show, and we'll go over the photos. Grant can throw his votes in. And then by the next week, we'll know who the winner is.
You've got some lucky questions, Justin.
CrossFit Down Under winners lucky becoming an official 7 podcast sponsor. Look, I've talked about it. Unfortunately, there's like only a handful of photographers that watch, so it's probably not the best value for money. But, you know, hey, at least the inspiration to set up a podcast.
Is that a box?
Yeah, basically already is. Yeah. What's that?
Is CF Down Under a box?
I don't actually know if it's a box or if it's a YouTube channel. We'll scope it out.
Yeah. Let's have a look.
Good to see you.
You too.
All right. Let's do it. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.